You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. The International Monetary Fund is expected to deliver some good news for the global economy at its spring meeting tomorrow. Economic expansion is happening faster than the IMF had last predicted, somewhere north of 5.5%. But the global financial institution also has a word of caution. The headline number is hiding a lot of unequal growth. We're not all going to get out of this pandemic at the same time. In a speech today in Chicago, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen echoed the concerns, warning that uneven distribution of the vaccine could especially hurt developing countries. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, that may leave some lasting damage.
In a speech ahead of the IMF's week of meetings, Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva had this simple warning.
Economic fortunes are diverging.
The dividing line isn't neat and tidy between rich and poor countries, says Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The U.S. is looking good. India is looking good. China is looking good. Brazil, United Kingdom, Russia, and parts of Western Europe are not so good.
Latin America is in trouble, too. Part of this global divergence is in the vaccine. Some, mostly rich countries, have a lot of it. Most middle-income and poor countries have very little. But vaccines fight the virus. To fight recession, you also need money. Say, for example, trillions in stimulus, which lots of countries don't have. Masoud Ahmed is president of the Center for Global Development.
They don't have the space to either spend the money or to borrow the money from markets and sustain their businesses and their households.
There's also a cruel irony in the U.S.'s rapid economic recovery. As it and other countries spend their way to health, interest rates rise. Nathan Sheets is chief economist at PGIM, Fixed Income.
It tightens global financial conditions, and it means that emerging markets can experience capital outflows.
Meaning, as richer countries heal, it makes it a little harder for some poorer ones to do so. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
In healthcare news not related to the pandemic, a new federal rule takes effect today, giving patients more access to their medical records for free. Many health records are already available electronically, but it can be a hassle to get them. The new rule also changes what kinds of information patients can request. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The rule makes it illegal for healthcare providers to engage in what's called information blocking, with fines of up to $1 million if they make it too hard for patients to get their records. Liz Salmi is a senior strategist for the group Open Notes, which advocates for transparency in medical records. She says if it weren't for the pandemic,
this concept of full transparency to everything in the record, the notes, the labs, pathology reports, would be the biggest story in healthcare.
As of today, patients should start being able to access all of that information and share it with healthcare providers, schools and workplaces, even third-party smartphone apps. Dr. Rachel Hendrick-Stirrup is the health lead at the Future of Privacy Forum and says once you get your records,
you, the patient, have control over where your health information goes, then it pretty much becomes a Wild West.
Because not all those apps or schools or even companies face the same privacy rules as traditional medical providers. Also, right now, many of those providers aren't ready to roll out all the changes. Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld is with the American Medical Association.
There's a lot of confusion. The legal requirements are complex and it interfaces with third parties and data use agreements.
Not the kind of stuff they normally cover in med school. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.